The process is called blending. If too much sewage is coming in to treat completely, this policy allows operators to blend mostly untreated sewage with already treated wastewater, then release it into the waterways. That saves the federal government money by not having to pay for sewage plant expansions. Environmentalists don't like it. Nancy Stoner is with the group Natural Resources Defense Council.
They're saying that they're going to save money by providing less treatment now, even though that pushes the costs on to the public by contaminating our drinking water supplies, by killing fish, by contaminating shellfish so it can't be sold, by closing beaches.
The EPA says blending untreated sewage with treated sewage dilutes it so that it meets federal standards. The agency also argues that the policy merely sanctions a practice that already happens every time a sewer system gets swamped by heavy rains. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.